Dr. Joe Webb with our report on monthly printing shipments for August 2010. This is being recorded on October 10, 2010, which is actually the number 42 in binary. And all this is copyright 2010 by What They Think. August shipments were our fifth month in a row of positive comparisons to last year. So let's go straight to slide 3, where we have some of the details. We're setting a little mini record here. I mean, in 2007, we had a long period of current dollar increases. But this is coming at a time when we really need it, of course. And these 5 months have also been matched with 4 of the 5 months having inflation-adjusted increases. And all this is very, very good news. So the actual numbers were about $7.3 billion, up a very strong 3.3%. Which is twice the rate of GDP, perhaps. We're not expecting GDP to be very, very strong, but this is a very out-of-the-ordinary performance. And it was up to almost a quarter billion dollars compared to August 2009. Now, they've been issuing corrections to prior months, and over these past few months, those have been very, very small. April's was a huge correction, but this is... These are very small corrections that we've been getting. So this is really quite interesting and makes us wonder whether or not there's an election effect to these things. I had a question on a blog recently about that, and I did check some of the data. We'll be talking about that in this little presentation. But basically, it is too early to tell, but the fact that it's August makes us really wonder. And in the presidential election, which is obviously a lot bigger with a lot bigger budgets, we knew that election printing had gone down a lot. But we'll go through some of the data. It just makes me wonder that if many of the candidates have not had the support from the national parties, especially some of the Tea Party candidates had not been getting money for their initial campaigns, they may have been using print because they could not afford to use broadcast. So that could have been an interesting turn of events. Again, we're not going to know for quite some time, but we'll take a look at the data to explain it all. Canada's shipments in July were $687 million Canadian. That was up, so they're not having an election there like we are, so it was up there too, and it just makes you wonder if something else is not going on. On a U.S. dollar basis at that time, that was the equivalent of a 13.6% increase. Now, the dollar has since weakened, and I know this is a particularly difficult situation for many Canadian printers who have done a lot of their work in the U.S. over the years and have been supplanted by printing from China. It looks like July was a good month, and we'll have August's data in about a week and a half or so. And so watch the blog or watch the newsletter for a chart about that very soon. Our forecasts are the same, but now we're wondering if our forecasts may not be a little bit low. If we have the average increase over these last 5 months, I believe was 2.2%, when you take all of them together, August was particularly stronger, and if you apply that to the months that are upcoming, we will end up with about $1 billion more in printing than we did last year. That would be, of course, very, very nice, and I'd have to go back in the record books to see when that last happened. So let's hope our forecasts are too low. Wouldn't that be great? Let's go to slide 4. There are our current dollar shipments, and you see the last 5 months. You see July was very close, but on the next page you can see July on an inflation-adjusted basis was actually just a little bit lower. But for all practical purposes, they may revise it, and it may turn out to be even or slightly higher. We don't know, but it definitely did look better. The next page, slide 6, has the forecast, and you see that all the months now are being forecast to be slightly better than they were last year. So that would be a very, very nice and good thing, but we are not up to the levels that we had in 2008. Those printing levels are definitely not coming back. On slide 7, you can see that inflation has been pretty tame because our current dollar and inflation-adjusted shipments number are about the same, 56.5 and 56.6. The 2009, we were at $58 billion at this point on an inflation-adjusted basis. So we're picking up steam. Definitely, let's hope that it lasts. And on slide 8, we have our forecasts. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the next slide, but we have our forecast, which we have not changed. That's in the green column on the end at $85 billion. Right now, one of our forecasting models is saying 86.5. The GDP model, let's just ignore that because that one's never right. Our aggressive forecast is about $84 billion, and that's been picking up a little bit. What's interesting is that the aggressive forecast has been the same for months now, but the conservative forecast for 2016 has really come up quite a bit. So on our next slide, slide 9, you can see how much it's come up. The top little box are the forecasts that were made after we got the March 2010 data. So this is a forecast that we ran in May. And 2016, using the conservative method, was the 55.5. And now if you look at the bigger box, which is based on the August data, now that we've had our 5 months of increase, it's gone all the way up to about $68 billion. So now we've got a $13 billion swing. This is not uncommon with forecasting models at all, because they do put extra weight on the most recent data most times. Our aggressive model, which is a polynomial forecast, and it's just called curve in our forecasting package, which is Forecast Pro, has barely moved because that's taking a lot of other things into consideration and taking the shape of the data curve, if you plot it on a graph, assuming that slope of that curve is about the same. So we are looking at this forecast in a different way, and we may have to reconsider a whole bunch of things in relation to this. For instance, if by the time we get October data, which unfortunately won't be really until this beginning of December, then if we see that as being significantly up, that would force us to change our minds about some of our qualitative forecasting. That's something in the marketplace has changed. I'm not aware of what that might be at this particular time, but it might change because I do see lots of other things that are happening in the marketplace that would be very much against that, notably the continuing decline in the number of employees. Now, eventually, that will stop. Right now, it's being caused by printers right-sizing and tucking in and consolidating, while shipments are going up. So profits have been doing fairly well compared to the way they were. After a little while, some of that is going to change without having a very large amount of capital investment, which I have not seen yet. So eventually those employment reductions are going to end up coming from greater productivity because we're investing in new things. And even though Graph Expo 2010 was very good, and we don't have all the data in yet from it, I don't believe that it was a spectacular show in terms of capital investment based on the surveys that we were doing prior to the show. So let's go to slide 10. Maybe this is some kind of effect of the election. So what we did was we took the last couple of elections, 2008, 6, and 4, and we looked at the months July through September and then August through October to see what the difference is. So we compared it to the current, to the year that it's in. So in 2004, that period July through September, or the third quarter, was 3.1% increase from 2003. And you could make the assumption that that came from the fact that it was an election. But for the full year, it was only up 1.1%. So perhaps that's what happened at that time. If you remember way back, we were having an economic boom at that time, and things were a bit more optimistic because the boom had started in 2003. So we were probably benefiting from that. But the inflation-adjusted difference for that period in 2004 was basically flat. And so it was 0.4%, which is a very slight increase. And after you take into account inflation, that was a big increase compared to the inflation-adjusted, which is basically 2 percentage points. Once you it's the 0.4 difference and the 1.5 difference. That's a swing of about 2 percentage points, which is about the same swing that you got on the current dollars. The 2006 mid the mid-year or election of that time, there was no presidential election, obviously, a 2.4% increase, but the year was up 3%. And it actually was lower on an inflation-adjusted basis, and the full year was down 0.2%, or basically flat for the year. So there we have printing during that period actually declining compared to the whole year. And then 2008, which was a presidential election and was very, very strongly using Facebook and the like for both campaigns, you have in current dollars, shipments going down 5%, and for the current year, the current dollars for the full year were down 4.1%, so it was actually decreasing more. And on an inflation-adjusted basis, it was a tough year, and it was even tougher during that particular period. So any election work did not really help at that time. So we haven't had an off-year election where they're just electing Congress prior to this in 2002, and so we haven't had it in the social media age until this particular year. So we can't tell yet, and we're not going to know until we start looking at October data and possibly November data, depending on what they did at that particular time. But since the election is on November 2nd, there's really not much time to do much printing in November, so it would be September and October for us to look at. So we'll start looking at this a little more closely as those data start coming in next month for September and the month after that for October. Then we can make a rough guess about what's going on. Now, as for our friends in Canada, they had a slightly better month, as I mentioned, and this is on slide 11, so you see things edging up just a little bit. And I thought I would talk about their capacity utilization. We only have it up to the second quarter. I have a couple of things marked on here. I have what I call the digital prepress era, which is about up to 1990, and then the desktop publishing era, which is 90 to 2000, and then the internet era, and then the social media era. And I thought I would put these on here. We see that through desktop publishing and the internet, capacity utilization was generally above 75%, which was good. And toward the end of the internet boom, where everybody was investing in advertising for the internet but not necessarily using it, you see that the people were a bit busier. Then during these past years, social media has really gone down quite a bit after things moved sideways in the what we could call the internet or the broadband era. And I thought I'd put another piece of data on this chart, and that's that little white box with the red and blue lines. That's a data chart from the Dallas Federal Reserve about the value of the dollar. And through the what I'm calling this internet era, which is time when we were actually using it, the dollar was weakening. And then it just kept going after the crisis of the banking and finance and the mortgage industries, and that even though it did perk up a little bit in 2008 and 2009, it's going back on its slide, and it looks like it's going to continue that for some time. And this has hurt most of the Canada's printers who are relying on exports to the U.S., as we know. It's probably one of the reasons why there has been a great deal of concern about the nature of Canada's printing industry in terms of the establishments that it has and the like. But this robbing of Canada's exports to the U.S. by China's imports, imports from China, has been going on for really quite some time. So it's it can be a little difficult to discern what exactly is going on here. We know that Canada is not exempt from changes in media that the U.S. is having, but it seems like the exports that they were having to the U.S. Being hurt by a constantly weaker dollar, it seems, with occasional holidays where it changes every now and then, has become a rather serious problem. It's not going to improve. I can forecast that with some confidence, but it does mean that there has to be more adjustment on behalf of on the part of Canada's printers in terms of investment and the like, if they would like to get back into this particular market. This is going to be a problem, but it looks like Canada's economy is going to be staying strong. Its money supply and monetary policy is a lot more rational. Canada's banking system did not have the mortgage shock that the U.S. Monetary system had for a variety of reasons. And it looks like Canada is attracting a lot more investment from overseas. So printers in Canada still have to be very, very cautious. They're still under a tremendous amount of pressure for profitability and repositioning themselves, and we'll be watching how all this unfolds over the next months. Now, slide 13 has the forecast. Our aggressive forecast is very depressing, of course, and it looks like the conservative forecast is the one that's going to be holding up for some time. But if you average them together, you see that the industry will be cut in half by 2016. That's very, very extreme. We're more inclined to think that it would be likely to follow the trend in the U.S. Over this particular period of time. So it looks like it'll be flat for the next year or so, and then get going. So being flat for a while is probably a great relief to lots of people considering what they've been going through lately. Now, on slide 14, I want to recommend downloading of some presentations that were made at Graph Expo. At the Print CEO Forum, I made a presentation about some of the technological changes that will be happening over the next 10 years that will be affecting the demand for print. And you can download the slides and the audio from that. The audio has a little bit of an echo to it because of the room that we were in, but it is very, very listenable. And then the Graph Expo breakfast that has been sponsored now for 8 consecutive years by Mann Rowland, and we're very, very appreciative of that, of course. Those slides and audio are in a zip file, and they can be downloaded by clicking on that particular link. So we're a little long here in this particular month, but it's been very interesting to see some of the things playing out, especially about the election and the idea that we actually have some good news about shipments. So if that isn't shocking enough, let's see if we can do it again next month. Thank you very much for downloading our monthly printing shipments report.